Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. People love true crime. It is one of the top genres of the podcast world, and it is a long time staple on television too. The conversation that we're about to have is about as close as I will ever get to true crime. We are going to talk about financial crime and money laundering in particular, and what tech companies are doing to try and stop it. Minerva AI is a platform that provides, get this, financial crime risk management solutions. We're going to find out what that actually means. Jennifer Arnold is the CEO and co-founder of the company, and she's here to tell us about it. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
What are some examples of crimes that you are trying to detect? This is not like basic shoplifting at the Circle K.
No, absolutely not. So when we are talking about money laundering, we are trying to understand if banks or other financial services providers are enabling criminals to launder money from the proceeds of crime. So human trafficking, wildlife poaching, drug dealing, terrorist financing. Those are just some of the things that fall under that financial crime umbrella.
And if there were no sort of policing of this, they would earn this money through poaching or human trafficking. It would arrive in cash, and then they would just go put it in their bank account. But there is policing, and so there are systems that would detect that money doesn't have a source grounded in traditional business. How do you see what's going on there?
Yeah, so we look at it from really two angles. One is examining transactions of an individual or an entity to see if those transaction patterns fit with what we expect them to do. So I'm Jen Arnold and I live in Canada and I have a checking and savings account. And then all of a sudden, my savings account is getting hit with $50 here and $50 there coming into my account really quickly. And then I bundle it all up and I send it somewhere else. So from a transactional perspective, that would set off an alert at a bank and someone would go investigate to find out what you're up to.
So your clients would be banks. The layer that you're adding in is fairly sophisticated artificial intelligence here. I'm sure you look at a gazillion variables. You gave us one there that was, simple transaction activity. What are some of the other variables that you look at that may be more, that may be surprising? Like, are you looking at the temperature in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia? Are you factoring in whether they have their teeth cleaned? What else goes into this equation?
Yeah, so for an individual, many components. We're going to look to see if you're on a sanctions list or if you're considered someone who is politically exposed, which is typically someone who holds a position in public office of some description. We'll look at adverse media. So we'll go through several years of media to understand if there was anything ever anywhere where you are identified as a criminal or a fraudster or something like that. We look at what's available in terms of criminal and legal proceedings. That's public information. And that's how we go about composing that risk profile. We really look at the individual who's doing the transacting. What risk comes with them? Who do they know? Who do they do business with? Where does their money come? What do they do for a living?
I'm sure I have a very dated view about the strength of the technology that would power all of these things, but I'm picturing a mainframe computer the size of Rogers Center and about 1,000 people in white lab coats scurrying around, pushing buttons and things. What's the reality here? Is this basically all now happening on your phone while you're drinking a margarita in Boca?
Oh, Lord, that would be delightful, but no. So to some degree, and not for us, but for some solutions, there's definitely a bunker somewhere filled with human beings running around doing work. From our perspective, we are completely cloud-based. So we don't have that many humans working and doing that assessment. And the AI that we've built with Minerva is something very sophisticated and new in that she's able to understand context and sentiment when she's consuming information. So she can identify certain risk attributes associated with information surrounding an individual or an entity. And then she's really good at bringing all of those pieces together. So imagine I'm looking for Bruce Celery and Google search would bring me back every Bruce Celery on earth. but I'm looking for one Bruce Celery. Minerva's going to find my one Bruce Celery and then bring back all of the information that I need to understand around the risk that comes with him from data sources, you know, throughout the internet.
There are two Bruce Celeries. I am distantly related to the other one. He lives in California. He's significantly older than me, just so you know. I also love that you have personalized her. She has a gender. She has a name. How did you go about building her? It sounds like, you know, a lot of years with unbelievably smart people.
Oh my, yes. So our chief technology officer is, I don't know, I'd say nothing short of a miracle. He was building investigation tools for cancer research when we met him. I explained to him the problem we were trying to solve around money laundering and especially around human trafficking. And he was really excited by that. So in 2018, we kind of went dark for 2 years and just built out the brain that is Minerva and spent that time teaching her how to think.
Wow. Now, there has been more and more focus on cryptocurrency over the last couple of years.
Boy.
And the belief that it enables criminals to move money around more easily and outside of traditional banks and banking systems. What is true and what is not true about that belief?
Well, I think you can tell if you look at, I don't know, regulatory fines going to traditional financial institutions, I think that you will find that there may be actually no more or less risk in crypto than there is in traditional finance. It's just that the codification and the how we do that work in traditional financing is well understood. And we don't have the pseudo anonymization piece that you do have in crypto. But in terms of like propensity for evil, I would say they're probably relatively equal.
Really? Okay. Well, speaking about evil, where is the world headed? Who's winning? Is it the superheroes or is it the villains?
Well, I will tip my hat to the villains and acknowledge that there is no other population that is more creative and inventive. As we develop controls, they are developing, you know, counter controls. So it's a constantly evolving space. And one of the advantages of working with Minerva AI, for example, is that she can evolve along with the industry and along with the regulation. So you're not going to be caught offside. I think the fight is a really tough one. And I don't think we're winning. I don't think the good guys are winning.
Mm. She is Canadian. You are Canadian. How does the Canadian ecosystem, for lack of a jargon-free word, in the world of AI and in particular fighting financial crime, how do we stack up globally? Are we, you know, are we in the top 10? Are we leading the thinking here, or are we just playing catch up?
Oh my goodness. I think it depends on the day. So if you were looking at the news in a year ago, we talked a lot about whitewashing or snowwashing in Canada in terms of being a haven for money laundering. And that is more or less true. And we've been doing it through things like real estate and other means for quite some time. In terms of technology, Canada, Toronto Waterloo corridor is really, 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 I'd say fairly competitive with what we see in terms of technology and talent in the South.
What's in it for the average Canadian? So I get what's in it for the typical bank, right? They want fewer transactions that are, you know, compromising their business and the way that they do business. But what's the vested interest that everyday folks, everyday taxpayers have in ensuring that this this world is appropriately policed and punished?
I think it comes down to the nature of humanity and what it means to live in society. We do not fare better on our own or when we take care only of our own self-interest. So from a societal perspective, being able to detect and eliminate like really heinous crimes like human trafficking, that's a win-win for everybody. You're literally making the world a better place for you, your family, your children, and everyone you know and everyone you will never meet. There's that very broad piece. And then there is comfort in knowing that you are not contributing unwittingly to the facilitation of those kinds of crimes.
Fascinating stuff. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Arnold is the CEO and co-founder of Minerva AI. And Jennifer, if you could please say hello to her for me. And I don't know, tell her that I'm a good person and have that built into her very significant artificial intelligence. We appreciate your time.
Amazing. Thank you.